Wissenschaft kurz erklärt.
Unser Short Track zu Ethics by Design.
Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive. This time, we're going to try to wrap our heads around something called ethics by design.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And to help us unpack all of this, we're going to be looking at some of the insights from the Institute for Ethics in Technology at Hamburg University of Technology.
Sounds good.
Have you ever heard that analogy of like having a restaurant critic right there in the kitchen as the dish is being made?
Instead of just showing up at the end to critique it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of what ethics by design is all about. It's about building technology that is aligned with our values right from the very start.
That's a great way to put it. You're not just waiting until the end and saying, oh, now we have to deal with all these ethical considerations.
Right.
You're thinking about them in advance.
It almost sounds like common sense, doesn't it? But common sense isn't always so common.
Especially when it comes to new technology.
You know, in the past, the approach to ethics and technology was often more of an afterthought. We develop something amazing and groundbreaking and then kind of scramble to figure out all the ethical implications later on.
Exactly. You know, oh, we didn't really think about that.
Right. But with ethics by design, we're flipping the script.
It's proactive.
We're making ethical considerations an integral part of the entire development process.
Yeah. It's about anticipating those problems.
Instead of just reacting to them after they arise.
Exactly.
But before we dive any deeper, I think it's important to make sure that we're both on the same page about what we actually mean by ethics.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's not just a feeling or like, you know, a checklist.
Right. It's not just about gut feelings. Ethics is a whole field of study.
That's right.
A whole rigorous system for thinking about what is right and wrong and what are the moral principles that should guide our actions.
So it's about asking tough questions.
Yes. Like, what is truly fair? What does justice look like in this specific context? And how can we ensure that this technology actually benefits society as a whole?
So it's really about looking at the potential impact of our creations, not just on individuals, but on society as a whole. And I think that's especially crucial now with technologies like artificial intelligence, genetic engineering, all of these things that really have the potential to reshape our world in some pretty profound ways.
For sure. We want to make sure those changes are positive.
Right.
That we're not sort of creating or exacerbating existing inequalities.
So with ethics by design, you're suggesting that we actually break down the technology development process into these specific steps where we think about ethics at each stage.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically we're developing a new algorithm.
Okay.
Let's say it's an algorithm for self-driving cars, which is something that a lot of people are talking about these days.
Yeah.
Where would we even begin with ethics by design?
Well, the first step is defining the purpose of the technology. But we're doing it with ethics in mind.
Okay.
So we need to ask ourselves, what are we trying to achieve with this self-driving car? Are we simply aiming for efficiency?
Or are we also thinking about the safety of all the road users?
Exactly. Accessibility for people with disabilities, even minimizing the environmental impact.
So we're baking in those values from the beginning.
Right, from the get-go.
Not just focusing on, you know, oh, look how cool this is. Look how fast it can go.
Precisely. It's about the bigger picture.
And once we've defined those ethical goals, what's next?
Well, then we have to look at the data that we're using to train our algorithms.
Right. And this is where things can get a little bit tricky. Because data isn't always neutral.
Right.
We've all heard these stories about biased algorithms that end up just perpetuating existing prejudices.
Exactly. We want to make sure we're not just replicating the problems of the past.
So how do we prevent that?
Well, that's where ethics by design really emphasizes this idea of data diversity and representativeness.
So in our self-driving car example, that means we need to make sure that the algorithm is being trained on data that includes a wide range of driving conditions, road types, and demographics.
Because if the training data is too narrow,
then the algorithm might not perform well in real-world situations, potentially even leading to accidents or, you know, discriminatory outcomes.
Right.
That's something we definitely want to avoid.
So we've got our ethical purpose defined, and we're using diverse and representative data. What's the next step in this ethics by design process?
Well, once that algorithm is developed, we need to make sure that it's explainable. In other words, we need to be able to understand how it works and how it's making decisions. This is crucial for building trust and ensuring accountability.
So if our self-driving car makes a sudden stop or takes an unexpected turn.
We need to know why it made that decision.
Right.
It's not enough for the algorithm to just do its thing.
It's like having a black box versus having a clear window into the decision-making process.
Exactly. We need to be able to trace its logic and understand its reasoning.
That makes sense. But even if we can understand the algorithm's logic, things could still go wrong, right?
Oh, for sure.
So what about human oversight and accountability? Where does that fit into ethics by design?
You're absolutely right to bring that up. Ethics by design also emphasizes that human element.
Okay.
Even with the most advanced technology, we still need mechanisms for humans to be able to monitor, to control, and ultimately to take responsibility for the outcomes.
So in our self-driving car example, that might mean.
It might mean having a human driver who can take over in emergency situations, or having very clear guidelines for how the technology should be used and who is responsible if something goes wrong.
It sounds like we're talking about a system where technology and humans kind of work together, each playing to their strengths while also acknowledging their limitations.
Exactly. It's about finding the right balance between the power of technology and the wisdom of human judgment. Now let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the potential impact of ethics by design in a specific field like healthcare. Imagine a scenario in the year 2035.
Ooh, a trip to the future. I'm in.
Excellent. Let's fast forward and imagine what healthcare might look like with ethics by design
Yeah.
woven into its very fabric. So here we are in 2035. And you walk into a hospital,
Okay.
and instead of waiting to see a doctor,
Right.
you're greeted by an AI.
Whoa, AI doctors. That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It may seem futuristic, but it's not as far-fetched as you might think.
Okay.
In this scenario, AI has advanced to the point where it can analyze your symptoms, your medical history, even your genetic data to make a diagnosis.
That's incredible. Just think about how efficient healthcare could become.
Right?
But wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Remember all that we just discussed about ethics by design?
Yeah.
We can't just prioritize efficiency.
Right.
We also need to make sure that this AI is ethical and equitable for everyone.
That's such a crucial point.
Yeah.
Imagine if this AI was primarily trained on data from wealthy patients who have access to the best healthcare. What happens when someone from a different socioeconomic background with limited healthcare experience walks in?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
The AI might misinterpret their symptoms or miss vital information, leading to an inaccurate diagnosis.
Right.
Not a good situation to be in.
Exactly.
Not at all.
And that's a prime example of why ethics by design is so critical in healthcare.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that data isn't always neutral
Right.
and can reflect existing biases.
Yeah.
So to ensure equitable healthcare for all we need, to guarantee that the data used to train these AI systems is diverse and representative of the entire population.
It's like that saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
If we feed the AI biased or incomplete data, we'll get biased or inaccurate results.
Right.
And that could have serious consequences for people's health and well-being.
Absolutely. And ethics by design goes beyond just data diversity.
Okay.
Remember that concept of explainability we talked about?
Uh-huh.
It's just as relevant here. We need to understand how these AI doctors are arriving at their diagnoses.
Right. It can't just be like a black box.
It can't be a black box.
Yeah.
Doctors and patients need to be able to understand the AI's reasoning so they can make informed decisions.
Okay, so let's go back to our 2035 scenario.
Okay.
Let's say you're the patient. Let's call you Anna.
Okay.
You walk into this futuristic hospital. The AI analyzes your data and gives you a diagnosis.
All right.
What are some of the ethical considerations that ethics by design would have addressed even before you stepped foot in that hospital?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
First and foremost, we need to ensure that the AI system was trained on data sets diverse enough to accurately diagnose people of all backgrounds, ethnicities, and medical histories.
Okay.
Anna deserves a diagnosis that is as accurate as anyone else's.
Makes sense.
It's about leveling the playing field when it comes to healthcare.
Second, how does the AI communicate its findings? Is it in a way that's clear and understandable to both the medical team and to Anna herself?
Excellent point. Transparency and clear communication are vital for building trust and ensuring informed consent.
Right.
Anna should understand how the AI is being used in her care and have the opportunity to ask questions.
Okay.
After all, it's her health on the line.
Third, what about Anna's privacy? Her medical data is incredibly sensitive.
Yeah.
How do we make sure it's being handled responsibly and securely?
That's a critical consideration.
Yeah.
Ethics by design would have built in strong privacy safeguards,
okay,
ensuring that Anna's data is protected and used only for its intended purpose.
Right.
We can't have her sensitive information floating around or being used for anything other than her healthcare.
So even in this futuristic scenario, ethics by design isn't about replacing human doctors with robots.
Right.
It's about using technology responsibly to enhance healthcare and make it more equitable for everyone.
Yeah.
It's about using AI as a tool to augment human intelligence and compassion, not replace them.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not replacement.
Right.
And as we've seen with Anna's example,
yeah,
it requires careful consideration of data diversity, clear communication transparency, and privacy.
Right.
These are all principles that should be baked into the very design of any AI system used in healthcare.
Now, speaking of institutions that are championing ethics by design, I think it's the perfect time to highlight the incredible work being done by the Institute for Ethics and Technology at Hamburg University of Technology.
Yeah, they're doing fantastic work.
Founded in 2023, they've quickly become leaders in this field.
They really are pioneers.
What I find so impressive is their mission to integrate philosophical ethics into every single phase of technology development.
Yeah, it's not just an afterthought for them.
It's not just about AI, although that's a big focus. One thing that really struck me about their work is, like, they keep saying that technology is never neutral, ethically speaking. That's something I think a lot of people forget.
Yeah, we tend to think of technology as just a tool, right? But every tool is made for a reason, and that reason reflects certain values and priorities.
So even something like, I don't know, designing a website or an app, there are ethical choices involved there too.
Totally. Like, think about how a social media platform is designed. That can affect how people talk to each other, how they get their news, even how they feel about themselves.
That's a lot of responsibility for the people who design and build this stuff.
It is, but that's why ethics by design is so important. It's about giving those designers and developers the knowledge and tools they need to make ethical decisions every step of the way.
It's about building a future where technology is actually helping us, you know, bringing us together and making the world a better place.
Exactly. And that's a future worth fighting for.
It's wild how this whole ethics by design thing really comes down to responsibility, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. Like the responsibility of the people creating the technology, the people using it, and like all of us together shaping what technology becomes in the future.
And it's not even just about like avoiding the bad stuff. It's about actually making good things happen,
oh,
you know?
Exactly. Using technology to like make the world better, solve problems, create a more fair and just society, all that good stuff.
Which, you know, brings us back to that Institute for Ethics and Technology in Hamburg. They're not just talking about it. They're actually, like, out there doing it.
Yeah, they're working on real projects, developing, like, frameworks and guidelines, teaming up with companies to actually make ethical technology happen.
And I think it's really cool that they're not just looking at the technical stuff, you know?
Right, they get that technology isn't just something floating out there. It's part of our culture, like, all connected.
So they're bringing in people from, like, art history, media studies, to see how technology interacts with all our values and beliefs and all that, even our hopes and fears.
Like, they're looking at how AI shows up in movies and how it's being used in art.
Which is so interesting, right? It shows that technology isn't just like algorithms and data. It's also about stories, creativity, what it means to be human, all that.
And those stories, the art, they can actually change how we think about technology and even how it gets developed.
It's like we're not just sitting here being fed technology. We can actually shape it. We have a say.
Yeah, that's powerful, right? It means we have a choice. Like, we can choose to support the companies that are trying to do things ethically. We can choose to use technology in a way that matches our values.
We can tell the creators we want better and hold them accountable for what they put out there.
And we can support groups like that institute in Hamburg, the ones who are actually trying to make a difference.
So, like, to wrap up this whole deep dive into ethics by design, here's what we want you to take away. Don't just take whatever technology comes along, okay? Question it.
Think about what it means. Like, really think.
Demand better. Because the future of technology, it's not set in stone.
It's something we're all creating together through the choices we make, what we do.
And if we put in a little effort, a lot of thought, we can build a future where technology actually helps us, you know, brings us together, inspires us to make the world a better place. Thanks for hanging out with us on The Deep Dive.
See you next time.